You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With Māori making up 52% of the prison population, but only 14% of the country's, Labour's proposing a different approach to the problem with a separate Māori prison. Corrections spokesperson Kelvin Davis told News Hub yesterday the prison would be open to anyone but run on kaupapa Māori principles. He proposed the conversion start with Northland's Ngāwhā prison. However, Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox says it's nothing new to her party and their approach to corrections.
Yes, absolutely. This is Māori Party idea and policy for a long time. Actually, we're not really good at the policies, if I'm honest. We frame them under things like whānau ora, whatever it takes for whānau to be well, that's what we'll do. So we've had the notion of working Māori in prisons for a long time. In fact, I spoke about it 2 years ago before they took the claim to the Waitangi Tribunal from Ngāti Kahungunu, because Ngāti Kahungunu approached me during the election in 2014 saying this is what we'd like to have the opportunity to do. So I have been in touch with the minister since that time when it was Judith Collins to talk about the idea of it. Obviously it's not something that's going to happen overnight, but would she be open to having the conversation, the discussion, the idea of it? She was positive about that. Then with the reshuffle, I've since again had the conversation with Amy Adams. She's also positive about that, and Kahungunu are right now working with correction staff to advance that conversation.
But that conversation, I guess, hasn't been made public in the same way. I mean, is that because government as well?
No. I think it's because we don't get picked up the same way as the Labour Party making an announcement like that. I think it's phenomenal, and it's good on Kelvin Davis for picking up on this idea. But this idea has been floated around for a long time. Peter Sharples, before he even came into government, he worked in prisons and established the Māori Focus Unit, as it was called back then, which turned into the Tirohanga, was the name that's been officially given to it. Then we also have the out-of-gate Whare Oranga Ake rehabilitation. So this is sort of a transition station for men who are going back into the community, who've come out of the Tirohanga Māori Focus Unit. They go into the out-of-gate where they've helped find a job to ensure they have their licence, their ID, a place to stay when they get out. They spend 6 months there in the final 6 months of their sentence before they transition out into the workplace. All of that happens out of gate. There has not been one person abscond or take off from those out of gate services, despite the fact they have an open door and it's outside the wire. And with the recidivism rate has dramatically dropped when men go through the Māori Focus Unit. So these are not new ideas, but what Kahungunu is proposing is to take over the running of Mangaroa Prison. Certainly if Serco can do it and make such a bad job of it, then the iwi can have a go at it. And the iwi are proposing to run a prison in a kaupapa Māori model. And that is not just for Māori prisoners, but if you come into this prison, this will be how you will be met. This will be the way in which we run it. And I believe that those solutions, digging down to the root causes of why the offenders might be there in the first place, will see a dramatic decrease in recidivism.
So you don't see any differentiation between Labour's approach and what the Māori Party policy already is? Because obviously with something like Whare Oranga Ake, that's a rehabilitation, and Labour's talking about prisons here. So
it's a step in a prison system focused on rehabilitation. So it's not a rehabilitation unit, it's a transition centre that is part of the prison, but it's outside the wire for men who are transitioning back into the community. It's part of their sentence, and it's being fulfilled in this way with a kaupapa Māori model of practice that is working. So what we're saying is, yes, there is that, and those are the first steps, because in order to get to a Māori-run prison in a kaupapa Māori model, there is a continuum, and we have been coming along that continuum for years. What we also have been doing through Whānau Ora and Calvin will know about this because Ricky Houghton in Kaitaia runs a men's refuge. So if there is a transitional place needed for men once they are on the outside to help continue with rehab and so on, then that's what the men's refuge focuses. And it's also about taking men out of the community before they go into the prison if we hear that there is domestic violence or family violence, and working with them instead of having the women and children removed. So this is a whole circle of a system that we are trying to put a wedge into so that we can disrupt what currently is the rate of incarceration in this country.
Right, so you're starting from the outside, but when you say, when your policy says extend whare oranga ake to every prison service, I mean, what is the end aim there? Does that mean all 18 of New Zealand's prisons become run under this kaupapa Māori premise?
All 18 prisons will have an out-of-gate facility that is called whare oranga ake for men to transition out of before they go back into the community for the last 6 months of their sentences. That's part of a pathway. But actually supporting Kahungunu and Peter Sharples and their bid to run the whole of Mangaroa Prison and the Kaupapa Māori model is also part of what we've been trying to achieve with the Minister, and this is the pipeline on how we get to do that, because that's not going to happen overnight. We can't say, yes, that sounds like a good idea, there you go, run a prison. There has to be, you know, proof of capacity in order to do so. We believe that Mangaroa is the best place to do it, because there are so many of the staff there already from Ngāti Kahungunu, and Ngāti Kahungunu have put in the treaty claim, and they have been discussing this under the leadership of Peter Sharples since the 80s. And so we're on that pathway. We believe that they have the right model, and we are supporting them as a party to facilitate that to happen.
I guess what I mean is, do you think it's a sustainable... I mean, obviously, we don't know, and this will be very much a test, but do you think this could be a sustainable solution across the prison population, or is this very much a targeted solution?
Oh, no. We believe that this could be a sustainable solution across all prisons. I mean, geez, if you look at the system that we have now, it's obviously not been working, or we wouldn't have the disparity in the results that we have today. If we want to try and make a change, we have to make a change. And we're offering this as a model of a change that we believe is currently working already with the decrease in recidivism for men who go through these units, as an example of, yes, we can do this. Have a little faith that we have the ability and the capacity, and then let's set a pathway in order to be able to do that in one of the prisons. If that proves to be successful, if we have reduced recidivism and men turning around their lives and being integrated back into the community successfully, and then yes, why would we not then roll that model out to every prison in the country? But let's start with one, and one where we've already proved that we have the capacity to work in this way, and expand what we're doing currently with the Māori Focus Unit, with Tirohanga, and with the Whare Oranga Ake, to be a model of practice for the whole prison, and not just for the men who qualify to be in it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.